Welcome back to Eyal's Geography Corner. Today we'll be taking a look at Austria, a beautiful nation with a deep, dark history. It's like a pocket of Germany outside of its borders, mixed with Central European cultures similar to Hungary, and to a lesser extent, Switzerland and the Netherlands. But before we get into that, let's talk about the name of the Republic of Austria. If you listen to Australia, I'm sure you'll remember that I mentioned that even though Austria and Australia have very similar names, and were actually both named for points on a compass, they were named for completely different points on a compass. So we're going to be talking about the etymology of the German name, as the exonym, or externally made and used name, is simply a Latinization of the endonym, which is the German name, the term used for the country by those who inhabit it. As you may or may not know, the endonym for this nation is Österreich, which is a derivation of the old High German name for the region Österreich, meaning Eastern Realm. I know I probably butchered that pronunciation, and you should probably expect more of that, so my apologies to any German speakers. The term first came into use with the fittingly named Österreichische document of 996 CE. Unfortunately, the origin of Österreichische is a little less straightforward than that of Österreich. One prominent theory suggests that it is a translation of Marchia Orientalis, meaning Eastern March, from medieval Latin to a local Bavarian dialect. Another theory involves the name of a mountain. This mountain was originally named Ostravica in Slovenian, meaning sharp mountain, because of its jagged sides. So, now that we've covered the etymology of Austria, let's talk about some of its history. Austrian history begins with the Celts, who quickly fell to the Romans. After the collapse of the Roman Empire, Austria became a plaything for surrounding powers to invade, until finally Charlemagne came and conquered the land, incorporating it into Eastern Francia. Not too long after, the country became a duchy under the Habsburgs, and thus began centuries of very little change in the ruling family all the way up until World War I. The next few centuries are built upon territorial expansion, with the Habsburgs taking more and more land throughout the continent. This continued until the arrival of the Ottoman Empire, culminating in the unsuccessful Siege of Vienna. After this successful defense, Austria took control of much of Hungary and, along with Russia and Prussia, partitioned Poland twice. Austria then went to war with Napoleon-ruled France, resulting in the destruction of the Holy Roman Empire in 1806, but later got revenge under the new Empire of Austria as one of the Allied powers who invaded France to depose Napoleon. Austria then became the president of the newly founded German Confederation, but the 1848 revolution, which aimed to create a unified Germany, caused much turmoil, resulting in a decision to follow either a Greater Germany approach, which was all of the Germanic kingdoms as one, or the Lesser Germany or Greater Austria approach, which was the same as the Greater Germany option, with the exception of Austria not becoming a part of Germany. As you may have guessed, this was what ended up happening. As a result of a defeat by the Prussians in the Austro-Prussian War, Austria would no longer take part in German politics and was removed from the German Confederation. In 1867, Austria and Hungary joined to form Austria-Hungary. When Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated by a Bosnian Serb in the city of Sarajevo, Austria-Hungary responded by declaring war on Serbia, lighting the spark that would grow until it set the world aflame. I'm of course talking about World War I. Austria-Hungary lost this war and was subsequently dissolved. Austria was annexed by the Nazis in 1938, and as such was part of the Axis powers during World War II, which started just a year later. With the end of the war in Europe in 1945, Austria was partitioned among the US, the UK, France, and the USSR. Finally, after all the troops had left in 1955, Austria declared itself permanently neutral, which is where the nation stands today. So now that we've learned about this nation's history, let's talk about the people that make it so fair. Austria has a population of around 8.86 million people. Of these, around 84.7% are Austrian, 2.1% are German, 1.4% are Turkish, 1.3% are Serbian, 1.2% are Bosnian, and the remaining 9.3% make up a mix of other nationalities. The nation has a rather large rural sector, making up a little over 40% of its population. Austria uses the Type C and F power outlets, its national language is German, its currency is the Euro, it drives on the right side of the road, uses the .AT top-level domain, and its national anthem is Land der Berg, Land und Strom. So now, let's cover some of this nation's topography. If you know anything about Austria, it's probably how mountainous it is. The nation is situated in the Alps, meaning the entire western half of the country is completely mountainous. The rest of the nation is comprised primarily of foothills and some plains in the Far East. The Alps serve as a huge geographical barrier, essentially guaranteeing Switzerland could not be invaded from Austria during World War II. Of course, this nation's borders cut straight through their mountain range, so if mountains don't stop its borders, what possibly could? Austria is a very neighborly country in the sense that it borders 8 other nation states, these being Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Germany, Czechia, Slovakia, Hungary, Slovenia, and Italy. The nation has internal borders as well, being made up of 9 different states. One of these states is the capital, Vienna, the city of spies, so named because espionage against non-Austrian foreign governments is actually fully legal in the country. So, now let's wrap things up by talking about Austria's closest allies. Austria is a member of the United Nations and the European Union, so it gets along with most other nearby nations. The espionage legality also helped with foreign relations, for obvious reasons. Austria and Germany have a rather bittersweet relationship, with the latter often overshadowing the former. They're almost like bickering siblings in a way. Nonetheless, Germany is still one of Austria's closest allies, the other likely being Hungary due to the time spent as one nation, thereby interlocking their cultures. So, in conclusion, Austria is kind of like the secret love child of Germany and Switzerland, sharing each of their finest and most unique attributes. Now, before we end things off, I have something big to announce. I'm proud to reveal that Eyal's Geography Corner has been nominated for a Golden Microphone Award by the IBS, meaning that this show, more specifically the Andorra episode, has been ranked as one of the top 4 highest-ranking high school-made documentaries in the entire United States of America, and is in the running for first place. So, stay tuned for Azerbaijan on the next episode of Eyal's Geography Corner after winter break, and until then, this is Eyal of 88.9 The Bridge, bringing you back to your regularly scheduled programming.